the big payoff. When I told everybody that the National Truth wasn't going to use our photo, they all acted like it was the end of the world. They were moping around, hanging their heads, all depressed. As CEO of the company, it was part of my job to keep up the company morale. "Are you going to let one little failure knock you down?" I said, pacing around the gazebo. "What do you think GRQ stands for? The Gang of Real Quitters?"
"Maybe shooting fake UFO pictures wasn't such a good idea after all,"
Rob grumped.
"It was dishonest. It was cheating. It was..."
"It was brilliant," I interrupted. "Do you think Bill Gates gave up the first time somebody told him no? Did Bill Gates try to flog fake UFO snaps too?" Quincy asked. "That's not the point," I told her. "The point is that we're not quitters. If at first you don't succeed, try again, right?" "Try what again?" Teddy asked. "Try another paper," I told him. "If the National Truth doesn't want our photo, somebody else will." The Bogle twins would pretty much go along with anything I told them to do, but Rob and Quincy were not all that enthusiastic about sending the photo to another paper and waiting weeks to hear back. They argued that the other sleazy papers, like the National Truth, probably had boxes full of UFO photos that readers had sent in. They were probably right. The Farmington Journal is our local paper. It's skinnier than most other newspapers, and only comes out once a week. In the Farmington Journal, it's a big news story when a school crossing guard...